The state's top tourist attraction will not close on our watch, period, Ducey says. Ducey spokesman Patrick Patak says the state's parks and tourism agencies plan to provide up to $100,000 to ensure that lodging, campgrounds, and restaurants remain open, and more funding if needed.
We want anybody who has travel plans to come and see the Grand Canyon or other parks to know, don't change your plans. Arizona is open for business regardless of what happens back in Congress.
During the last government shutdown in 2013, Arizona paid about $100,000 a day to cover the cost of keeping the Grand Canyon open. But the state was eventually reimbursed by the federal government. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.